Hello, what's going on there, my fellow Tiggler listeners? My name is Afshin, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Come on, let's master English. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Tiggler 24. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how we can improve our listening, and it's going to be great. But before I start, I would like to invite you to our website at www.tiglearn24.com. You guys can also find us on Instagram as well at tiglearn24, so we'll be waiting for you guys. So, my fellow Tiggler listeners, do you guys want to improve your listening successfully? If you actually do these two things that I'm about to tell you, your success is 100% guaranteed. You gotta listen to a lot of English every day, and you gotta do it for a long period of time. And, let me share the method I used. Here's what you guys gotta do. Step one is to add a lot of English listening material to your smartphone. And podcasts, for example, podcasts are just kind of like radio shows or audio shows that you guys can download from internet for those of you who don't know what podcast is. And step two, you gotta turn boring time into listening time, guys. This step is actually like really important. Like instead of listening to English in your free time, you can do it during these activities like driving or, riding a bus or train or when you're doing house chores like washing dishes or cooking, for example, or working out or waiting for someone and many more. So these activities have one thing in common. They don't require concentration or deep thinking. Like throughout the day, there are a lot of activities like the examples that I just gave out. These are actually the best times to improve your listening skills. Now, you guys might be thinking, like, what is the best kind of English listening materials? Well, based on my personal experience, I would say like movies, TV series, podcasts, TV shows, YouTube videos can be like really good, like audiobooks. Many students get overwhelmed by this, like they're not really sure what to listen to. So let me share my opinion on what's best for most English students, both beginners and intermediates as well. I believe that podcasts are the best because they're easy to find and they're very easy to listen. As I said like earlier, for your listening to improve, you need a lot of practice. You need to listen to English whenever possible. Reason two, because podcasts are like conversation packed, right? So the best listening materials are the ones where people are constantly just talking. The worst materials are the ones where after 10 minutes have passed by, only a few sentences have been spoken. That's not like really good. Many movies and TV series are like that. Anyways, guys, that's it for me now. My name is Afshin, and please visit our website at www.tiglearn24.com. Tell us in a comment what are the best ways that you guys ever experienced that are like really good for listening. We'll be looking forward to your comments. Until another episode, farewell.